The parsha says in Perek Chav Pasuk Chav Tes Va'yiru Kol Aida Ki Gava Aaron Va'yivku Es Aaron Shloshim Yom Kol Beis Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael saw that Aaron had passed away, and the entire Klal Yisrael cried over him for 30 days. Rashi brings down the famous Avos Reb Nosson Hillel Omer Hevem Yitalmidav Shal Aaron. This is also Mishnah Piker Avos in Perek Aleph. Oh, a person should always be a student of Aaron. Oh, Shalom, Rodiv Shalom. Oh, it's a real from the carbon of the Torah. We should always go and pursue peace. So that maybe we would try to do a Shalom Bayis type of a Shaila. A husband came over to Rav Zerberstein and told him the following case. He said that, you know, I work very long hours at a very I have a very hard job, and I've asked my wife repeatedly a lot if she could just when I come home have dinner ready. And sometimes, unfortunately, not sometimes, but usually, most of the time, she didn't even start making dinner yet. And sometimes it causes tremendous strife between us. So one day, as I was walking home, I passed by this little shawarma place, whatever. You know, I decided, you know what, instead of causing a little haros, looking for the towards the future, he said, yeah, I'm gonna eat a little bit now, and then when I get home, I'll be home in good spurts, and then when my wife will have dinner ready, I'll be ready to go. And as it turned out, so he had he went into the restaurant and he had a quick bite. And obviously what happened was, he got home, and that was the one night that his wife decided that she was going to surprise her husband and have a very sumptuous dinner ready for him. But not only did she have a very good dinner, she had a dairy dinner ready for him. But he knows that he was already fleishig. And now he's thinking to himself, what should I do? Should I admit that maybe I ate at the restaurant? But maybe that would get her upset because she worked so hard to be able to prepare this meal on time for me. Or maybe I should just be over the Isser Derabanan to wait between milk and meat. And then he remembered that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by the Parsha of Sota that Hashem said, to be able to make peace between Adam and Ishto, you could erase my name, Yerushalmi Sota Perach Al Halacha Dalet. So what did he end up doing? He decided that he was going to eat the dairy meal to be able to make sure that they would have peace and violate this Isser Derabanan. He then comes to Rav Zerberstein and asks him if he was correct in his svara, correct in his reasoning. Rav Zerberstein told him for several reasons that unfortunately, even though al shalom bayis is a very, very important thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does say that we can erase his name for the purpose of sota, however, that only applies to his honor. We cannot violate an Isser, any type of Isser, or any Isser Derbanon or Isser Deraisa for any other case, as we see. It says, Lo matzinu shechazal hitiru isur medivreim l'man ha-shalom. We never saw anywhere in Chazal, Rishonim, Achronim, Gemaras, wherever, anywhere, that we are able to be able to be over an Isser for Shalom. Va'al af sheshem Hashem yisparach nimcha al amayim, biglal shalom bayis. Even though Hashem's name will be erased for Shalom bayis by the parsha of Sota, aval Isser acher, but another type of Isser, kigon of bechalov, like milk and meat, the Isser Derbanon, lo nimcha al amayim, You had zero heter to be able to say that you're able to have the dairy meal. However, you know, Zerberstein trying to give him a little tip for the future. He said, you know, you could have come up with a good reason. You could have said that you were invited to a pesuta bris mila and opinion ben. You know, they take place sometimes at the end of the day when the baby's still in the hospital and then the Tamila Shalom is mana, and then you would be, and you just tell your wife that you just tell her that you weren't able to refuse back, because that is Shalom Bayis. That we know the Gemara says in Yevamah Sanachem and Beis, the very Rabbi Shmuel Tano that they taught in the Beis Midrash Rabbi Shmuel, Godul Hashalom Sha'at Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shina Balu. How great is Shalom that even Hakadosh Baruch Hu changed it? How did he change it? We all know that we learned this in the second grade. Shesara Amra Imenu Amra VaAdoni Zalkein. Right, when the Malachim say that you're going to have a child next year, come next year Pesach. And Sarah heard this and said, really? My husband's so old. For the sake of peace, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, V'ani zekanti. Hashem changed Sarah's word to say that Avram was old, to saying that she said she was really old. So we see that a person's able to, for Shalom Bayis, you know, you're able to be able to lie and bend the truth a little bit. You could have said that you were into a bris mila pseudo or a pseudo pinyon haben. So now the husband feels terrible and he said, Rebbe, what should I do? How do I do tshuva? How do I make the fix? How do I do a kapara? Rav Zerberstein told him that you should learn Hilchos Basar V'Chalav to make sure that it should never happen, that it won't happen again. And I'm able to learn to be able to learn the hilchos of Basar B'Chalal. And the more a person learns about it, the more a person will it'll become a part of a person. Secondly, the husband said, the Rezoberstein told the husband that you should make sure your home shouldn't be filled with anger and filled with impatience and everything, because we know the Gemara says Gidin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that a person should never have a tremendous anger or any impatience in his house, because anyone who does that, it leads the house to be able to do violate three sins: Gila Rayas, Shvichas Damim, and Vechil Shabbos. And this way, to be able to do these two tikkunim, these two things, be able to make sure the Hilchos Basar B'Chalal, to be able to learn about it, and be able to make sure that in your house you always have a tremendous relaxing, and it's not, nothing's uptight, and be able to understand your wife's taking care of the household needs, and even if dinner's going to be late sometimes, you will be able to control your hunger. Be'ez Hashem, I think it's a tremendous lesson in our Avodah Hashem, be able to say, sometimes when our family member struggles with something else, whatever it is, be able to say, that Gemara says that anyone who has mercy on others, Kadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on us. Be'ez Hashem, if we have mercy on others, on other people, Kadosh Baruch Hu will have tremendous mercy on us, tremendous rachamim on us. And we should always have shalom in all of our relationships with our friends, with our families, and with the Ribbono Shalom. Shkoich.